One, two, three, four. I count mountains. One, two, three, counter. You're a cool thing, count mountains. One, two, three, four. I count mountains. One, two, three, counter. You're a cool thing, count mountains. One, two, three, four. I count mountains. One, two, three, counter. You're a cool thing, count mountains.
We've already tackled the top 10 girly so grooviest albums of 2023 in the first hour. So here in the second hour, we are celebrating honorable mentions for the year, including Brooklyn experimental pop duo Water From Your Eyes. They return with a fourth album, building on a discography of an equally catchy and challenging mix of avant-garde, dance, punk, and indie rock sounds. The new album is called Everyone's Crush. They released it back in May. We heard the song Barley. In the Middle is one of the most interesting and experimental albums I've heard this year. Mandy, Indiana. So many classic horror movies build to a climax where the heroine, fed up with being terrorized, becomes the tormentor herself. No noise band has put that feeling of brutal catharsis to music quite like Mandy, Indiana. By weaponizing techno and post-punk, the Manchester group has created a visceral reimagining of industrial music, all of it intensified by the Cobra Strike intensity of French singer Valentine Caulfield. Again, what I find so unique, the band is called Mandy, Indiana, but they are from Manchester, UK, and the lead singer is from France. It's just all of those weird, jagged pieces that don't fit together yet somehow absolutely do. I've Seen a Way is the name of the album. The song we heard is called The Driving Rain 18. And starting that set off, it is music from Scottish indie rock duo Cloth. Their newest album is called Secret Measure. We heard the title track and opening song, Secret Measure, from Cloth. Well, we have time for one more set here on Girly So Groovy again, in no particular order. Here are some more honorable mentions. This time, it is music from Palehound. Palehound is the grungy indie rock project of Boston-based singer-songwriter Elle Kempner. Her new fourth album, Eye on the Bat, is a complicated breakup album that feels gutsy and confessional in all the ways that you want indie rock breakup albums to sound. Here is Palehound as part of our honorable mentions here on Girly So Groovy.
Out of the bed with his tail between his legs.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy. We are wrapping up our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for the year, in addition to the honorable mentions. That was an honorable mention right there. In fact, it is music from Cable Ties. Now, Cable Ties are a fiercely do-it-yourself Melbourne-based trio that blur the lines of punk and hard rock, where the angst and anger is just razor sharp. The album is called All Her Plans. They released the album in June. The song we heard is called Time For You. Another honorable mention that we featured there in the middle is Lawrence, Kansas duo Sweeping Promises. They make music that is a subversive mix of noise, melody, post-punk, and politics. The new album is called Good Living Is Coming For You, also released in June. We heard the closing song, Ideal No, from Sweeping Promises. And then starting that set off, music from Palehound. Her newest album is called Eye on the Bat. It is a brilliant indie rock breakup album released in July. We heard the song Independence Day from Palehound. Well, friends, that does it for this episode of Girly So Groovy. It is always my absolute favorite show to do each year. It is an episode that I stress and sweat over, but once it is done and out, I think I am happy with the choices. Hopefully you are as well. If there is a band or musician or album that you think I completely missed out on, whether it was our top 10 list or honorable mentions, let me know through social media. Remember, you can find us on Instagram at GSG Radio, or you can find us on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy, ending with an IE. Don't forget, next week, it is our final episode of the year. We will be doing our annual holiday extravaganza, and I've got a really fun plan that I'm hoping will work out for next week's holiday episode. If you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or would just like to listen again, don't forget you can find the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy on our free, no membership required listening platform. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks, that's 20 hours of Girly So Groovy just waiting for you to press play and press pause and to listen at your leisure. Or if it's even easier, you can download the Mixcloud app absolutely for free. Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting for over 20 years now on the CJAM 99.1 FM dial in the Windsor and Detroit area at the University of Windsor. Since then, Girly So Groovy is also now broadcasting coast to coast in Canada and down south in the United States, right here on this particular community or campus station. Also, we are followed by over 2,000 listeners on our Mixcloud page. What I'm getting at is, however you choose to listen, the fact that you do listen to Girly So Groovy makes me as proud as punch. It makes me want to come to the microphone week after week and deliver you the best two-hour mixtape of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio that I can every week. So thank you for that. Let's wrap up this episode with one more honorable mention. Cat Clyde is an artist out of Stratford, Ontario, who delivers a fresh take on the classic sounds of yesteryear's folk and country, breathing new life into the velvety vocal, tack piano, slide guitar style that can instantly walk you through the swinging doors of a packed saloon. Cat Clyde's latest album is called Down Rounder, and it is the last in our selections of honorable mentions. Here's Cat Clyde closing out this episode of Girly So Groovy with her song, Mystic Light. Again, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with that holiday extravaganza.
It's easier with you.